Man, the rage today is do it yourself. If you've got a hobby, I understand. You screw up building something or whatever you're doing with your hobby, it doesn't really affect your life. It's just irritating. So many people hopped on the flipping boom around the country for the last 10 years. Now, that group is being thinned out. That herd is really getting smaller and smaller. And the people who are left are the real pros. Now, a lot of those do-it-yourselfers were carried along, even though they made sometimes egregious errors in the process. But because they started during the bubble, the appreciation of the properties while they were making those mistakes tended to cover them up. When you move into long-term investing, those mistakes don't get covered up as much, even with appreciation, although it certainly helps. We're seeing a little bit of appreciation now, but I think that's going to be short-lived. What you have to understand is the do-it-yourself buy-and-hold investor is just looking for a problem, and here's why. It's the old thing that I say a lot. I get mocked a lot by my buddies about this, is it's one thing to have a question and to get the answer. But man, if you don't even know the question to ask, that answer will find you eventually. And it'll be too late, and it's going to be the answer that bites you in the butt. And by the time that happens, you won't have thing number one to do about it. So here's what I'm telling you. Don't be a do-it-yourself long-term investor. Either you know exactly what you're doing or you don't. And there's a problem that I just covered. So many of us think we know what we're doing. And it's because we don't even know the questions we don't know to ask, right? So this is why most long-term investors really do need somebody who has been doing it for a very long time or in the brokerage business. They can just be an investor mentor. Either way, get one of those people on your team. I'm not the Lone Ranger. There's guys all over the country that know what I know. What I know is finite information. It's just a lot of it. The key is people with the experience that you need to have, usually no less than 15 or 20 years, they've seen the movies. They know what's going to happen. They know how vicious Murphy can be. They plan for that. There are certain strategies that they know are really good almost all the time, but they know the times when they're not advised to be used. And they advise you not to use them during those times. There are things that you can do with a really solid advisor that you never knew were possible. And you know what I think is the number one factor that sets highly successful real estate investors apart is the ability to bring multiple strategies to the table, to combine them, to get far better results, and a lot of times far sooner than when you're just clanking along with one factor, one strategy, with one or two tactics to implement it. Stop the do-it-yourself thing when it gets to your retirement. You just can't justify it. Do-it-yourself is almost, even if you don't fail, always a fail, because I've had so many people, they come to me, they're 55 years old, they say, Jeff, I'm going to retire in 10 years. How am I doing? I said, well, if you'd have done this, that, and the other thing in the last 15 years, your net worth would be about 2 or 3 times more, and your after-tax cash flow at retirement, instead of being $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 a month before tax, would probably be $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000 a month after tax. And it's all about those answers that you never knew the questions that would have delivered them.